From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Rescue crews in China are stepping up their efforts to reach scores of trapped workers in a flooded mine after 9 of the miners were reportedly rescued today. The BBC's Sebastian Usher says the workers had been trapped for a week.
The last sign of life had been the sound of tapping on Friday. Nothing had been heard since. 3,000 people had been working round the clock to try to pump out the water in the flooded mine in northern China. Now their efforts have at least partially paid off. TV pictures showed the 9 rescued miners being rushed away in ambulances to hospitals. It's believed the remaining trapped miners may be in as many as 9 different locations. A preliminary investigation suggested there had been safety breaches at the mine. China's mining industry is amongst the most dangerous in the world.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher reporting. Emergency crews in Baghdad are finding more bodies in the wreckage caused by 3 car bomb explosions near foreign embassies in the city today. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports at least 40 people were killed and some 200 others were injured.
Iraqi police said men wearing suicide vests driving explosive-laden cars infiltrated some of the most heavily secured neighborhoods in Baghdad. They hit the Iranian embassy, the Egyptian embassy, and a street near the Syrian and German embassies. The bombs detonated within minutes of one another and could be heard for miles. Iraqis are bracing for a violent post-election season after last month's nationwide poll left 2 front-running political blocs divided along sectarian lines. Neither bloc has enough seats in parliament to form a government alone, and the negotiations over forming a coalition government are expected to last months. Neighboring Iran, Syria, and Saudi Arabia have been criticized for interference in Iraqi politics, one possible motive for today's bombs. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Easter Sunday is a day of celebration for Christians around the world, and even more so this year. Catholics, Protestants, and Orthodox Christians are all marking their belief in the resurrection of Jesus on the same day this year because their different church calendars coincide, which is unusual. Thousands of Christian pilgrims celebrated Easter in Jerusalem today. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro was there.
People have come from all over, as they do every year, to mark this occasion at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And inside the church, there are ceremonies marking Easter from many different denominations, Greek Orthodox, which are also marking Easter today, Catholic, also marking Easter today. It's a very festive occasion, and people are wearing their Sunday best, and people that I've spoken to say they're very excited to be here in the Holy Land for such an important occasion.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Jerusalem. Some Roman Catholic cardinals are coming to the defense of Pope Benedict regarding his handling of the sex abuse scandal confronting the Catholic Church. Cardinal Angelo Scola of Venice called the criticism of the pontiff a campaign of deceitful accusations. Pope celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Square today. This is NPR News from Washington. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai is promising community leaders in the southern part of his country that they will be consulted before U.S. and NATO troops push into insurgent areas in Kandahar. Karzai was accompanied to the meeting by the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, and by NATO's top civilian representative. The Major League Baseball season opens tonight with one game featuring the sport's biggest rivalry. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, the Boston Red Sox host their arch rivals, the defending World Series champions, New York Yankees.
Each of the 18 games scheduled this season between the Red Sox and Yankees promises to be special, but tonight should stand out. There's the excitement of a new season, a matchup of pitching power. CC Sabathia starts for New York, Josh Beckett for Boston, and a first look at new faces. While he's not in tonight's lineup, new Red Sox pitcher John Lackey was the big free agent prize during the offseason. Boston also improved its defense by signing outfielder Mike Cameron and infielder Adrian Beltre. Two familiar Yankees are gone. Last year's World Series Most Valuable Player Hideki Matsui signed with the LA Angels, Johnny Damon with Detroit. Monday's full slate of opening day games includes the defending National League champion Philadelphia Phillies playing the Washington Nationals in D.C. President Obama is set to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
In the NCAA women's basketball tournament, top-seeded Connecticut faces Baylor in one of tonight's semifinal games. Connecticut is the overwhelming favorite. The Huskies have won 76 straight games. In the other semifinal game, Stanford plays Oklahoma. The championship game is Tuesday evening. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.